journey to the center of the Earth, and from the Earth to the Moon, expressed optimism that nature would be understood and controlled by humans through new technologies. In these books, Verne's heroes are scientists who travel to unknown places to gain knowledge that will benefit humanity. In his later works, Verne is less optimistic about the future. In The Eternal Atom, for example, Verne is extremely pessimistic, portraying scientists as unscrupulous and willing to allow others to use their scientific discoveries and inventions for war and destruction. Although a beloved storyteller, Verne will always be credited with having foreseen the invention of many modern machines and technologies.
Page 100. Exercise A. Grammar Snapshot. Read and listen to the article. Notice the passive forms.
Jules Verne, 1828 to 1905, was internationally renowned for his science fiction and adventure stories, many of which dealt with exploration of the sea, the interior of the Earth, and outer space. The 19th century in Europe was a time of great interest in developing science and technology, and Jules Verne was among the first writers to explore in fiction how people would be affected by technology in the future. Verne's great writings deal with contemporary scientific innovation and its potential for human benefit or destruction. Three of Verne's early novels, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea,